This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Earlier today, actually just not even an hour ago, Docs announced that the Wildcat strikes are over. They had around 5,000 return, 2,000 were fired, and although they did not meet their 85% threshold for the return rate in order for this deal to go through, they still decided to go through with it. So I guess moving forward, what does this mean, and how much did the CEOs actually accomplish going on this strike?
Well, if you look at the deal reached between the state and the corrections officers union, you can see what would be essentially a checklist of items that the striking correctional officers were trying to accomplish. So I think in most respects, the striking corrections officers achieved, at least on a temporary basis, relief from those concerns and perhaps into the future, some future deals that might instill more permanent corrections.
And how, I don't know how much you would know about this, but how much has the state changed as far as their position on this 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, as far as the original agreement reached between the state and the union, this second agreement reached just the other night is actually a dramatic improvement from the original deal that was struck. There are additional and better and more definitive achievements gained by the corrections officers from this deal.
Now, as I mentioned before, too, they did confirm 2,000 COs were terminated because of this. They did say that they were going to do a fairly aggressive hiring campaign, but with everything that's been going on, I mean, that's got to be a pretty difficult task to at least achieve.
Yeah, I mean, the state has certainly a big hill to climb if they intend to try and replace either corrections officers who have been terminated or corrections officers that essentially voluntarily left the employee. The reputation is horrible. The Department of Corrections has really got to make some systematic and statewide changes as to how it treats its employees and what the working conditions are within those jails if it intends to make any headway in trying to solicit the new employees to come to work for them.
Now, with this strike, it's very unique because of the fact that it is illegal for them to be going on strike in the first place, but I mean, compared to other strikes that you have seen with other unions, how successful would you say this was?
Yeah, this was, as you've reported, a wildcat strike and is illegal under the Taylor Act, state law, and very risky move for the corrections officers to take. They really stuck their necks out on the line, and I believe that they've made significant improvements and paved the way for even more permanent improvements down the line. Very remarkable strike and the results from it.
All right, Robert. And then just one final question to wrap it up. Is there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask or something that you think would be important for listeners to be aware of?
You know, the way that the state handled themselves in this strike and what they did with all the workers. For example, I've received hundreds of telephone calls from corrections officers that were out on FMLA, out on disability, out on workers' comp, that got all these very distressful robocalls demanding they come back to work or their insurance would be cut off or they'd be fired. These were people that were lawfully out of work, getting all these annoying, harassing, stressful demands by the state to return to work. And that was really unnecessary because the state really did not do a good job in communicating to its employees and the correct group of employees what it was trying to do. So, and maybe it's a lesson to learn that the Department of Corrections really needs to get their act together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.